Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna live, God, so you can use me.
listening. Praise the Lord, everybody. You have tuned into I Am Royalty Radio Show. Yes, I Am Royalty Radio Show. And I'm your host, Pastor Tashana Wiley. And I just want to start off saying on this blessed, wonderful Friday that this is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. And it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made just for you and me, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send us the right now prosperity. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many out there on today know that today is fabulous? Faith, favor, finance, good Friday, hallelujah. Let me say that one more time just in case you need that in your spirit. Fabulous, faith, favor, finance, good Friday, hallelujah. And whatever you need and whatever you desire, Jesus already done it for you 2,012 years ago. So you need to just go ahead and give him praise right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just give him praise right now. Worship him because for who he is and what he already done. I'm here to let you know on today, if it's healing, it's happening today. If it's deliverance, it's going to happen today. If it's a breakthrough, it's going to happen today. If you need just another touch from the Lord, it's going to happen on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I won't be before you long because we have an awesome, powerful woman of God as my special guest on today. But I just want to give you a little encouragement, a little scripture on today to take you along your way. But I just want you to know whatever you need and whatever you desire, God will do it for you on today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to read a little bit of word of the Lord for you on today. And it's coming to you out of Luke 23, verse 39 to 46. Hallelujah. And I'm reading to you out the New International Version on today. And the word of the Lord says, one of the criminals who hung there hurled and thought at him, "Are you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said. "Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly. For we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man had done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus asked him and said, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." It was now about noon, and darkness came over the land until 3 p.m. For the sun stood shining, and the curtain at the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I command my spirit." When he said this, he breathed his last. May God have a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word for the edification of our souls. And I just want to encourage you on today, when Jesus said these last words in verse 46, "Father, into your hands I command my spirit." And in the book of Mark, and in the book of Matthew, book of Mark, and the book of John, it says that he said, "It is finished." See, when Jesus said it was finished, it was only just for you, for your life to begin. Hallelujah. When Jesus said it was finished, it was just a manifestation of your life to begin now. See, when Jesus said 2,012 years ago that it was finished, it was already predestined, preordained for you to begin to live life, for you to begin to walk up in greatness, for you to begin to love life, for you to live it to the fullest the way that Jesus have already ordained it for you to happen. So I want you today, whatever it is, whatever you need, whatever you desire, touch yourself and say, "It begins now." Hallelujah. Touch yourself and say, "It begins now." It's already started and it's already manifested. I know a lot of y'all listening on today need something from the Lord and just want to thank God for what he already done. Lay hands on yourself and say, "It begins now." Hallelujah. I just want to let you know, before I introduce my guest on today, I want you to know that this is the day that the Lord has already set aside just for you. He set aside to let you know how much he loves you, how much he cares about you, how much he went through everything that you're going through now. God already took it to the cross. And whatever you need and whatever you desire was already done so you can live life on today. And you can live it and live it more abundantly. So you can walk in the greatness that God has for you. So you can walk in the authority that God has for you. So you can walk in the dominion that God has for you. So you can walk in the power that God has for you. So you can walk in the healing that God has for you. So you can walk in the true manifestation that Jesus has already set just for you. Hallelujah. So if you believe that, and if you know that, just hold your hands up and say, "Thank you, Lord, for the blood." Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the blood still works. The blood of Jesus heals. The blood of Jesus delivers. The blood of Jesus sets free. The blood of Jesus makes you whole. The blood of Jesus will provide. The blood of Jesus will protect. The blood still works. It still has its power. Oh, the blood of Jesus that makes us white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus that makes us whole. I'm here to let you know today and declare the work of the Lord that the blood of Jesus still has its power. I know a lot of people don't believe in the blood of Jesus still works. I know some Christians right now today don't believe that the blood has its power. Why do you say that, Pastor? Why do you say, oh, the blood of Jesus? Because the blood of Jesus seals the deal. It puts the final sealing on every deal. All you got to do is say, oh, the blood of Jesus, and it's already done. All you got to do is lay hands on yourself and say, oh, the blood of Jesus, and you're healed. Well, just in case a lot of you don't know what I'm talking about, huh? You're listening to a four-time healed cancer-free woman. Yes, cancer-free, huh? God healed me once, twice, three times, four times. Sometimes when I took radiation and chemo, I didn't even have words to say, but I lay hands on myself and say, oh, the blood of Jesus. And I promise you I felt better. I promise you I felt the energy coming back in my body. I promise you I felt replenished. I promise you I felt revived because the blood of Jesus still works. How many of you need something on today? Or guess what? Need something for your family members or your friends or even your frenemies or your enemies. Just say, oh, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, oh, the blood of Jesus, it is what it is. Hallelujah. I'm going to introduce to some and present to others this powerful and this awesome woman of God on today. Hallelujah. I met her through, I think it was prayer, mail wall. I think it was. I met her through this wall, this group, that this powerful woman of God I met 2 years ago. I had did a conference in Nashville, Tennessee, and it was called I Am Royalty. No, I Am a Ruby. And Sister Treva, I think it's Sanders or Gordon, she was there. And as she was there, she did an interview with me, and that's how we connected. And that's how I connected with this awesome woman of God. And I'm going to present to some, and I'm going to introduce to others so she can really, truly tell you all about what God has done for her. Evangelist Shamika Matthews Dean. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, woman of God, and welcome to I Am Royalty Radio Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Pastor Tayshauna. I'm just, you know, elated and just happy and grateful, thankful for what God is doing in my life. It is truly a blessing, and I first have to give him praise and give him honor and glory for allowing this opportunity and this spiritual connection, you know, to just continue to spread his word and encourage others through the word of God. And I thank you for, you know, accepting the invitation for me to be able to utilize the gift that God has given me. And today I just want to encourage someone as well. You know, I'm a living testimony of what God is able to do in spite of what man tells you you cannot do. I was a mother at the age of 15, but God still, you know, he saw fit for me to continue to prosper in life and to beat the odds and to defeat, you know, statistics that I would never make it, you know, that was the end for me. But God saw fit for me to continue to push forward. And not only did I graduate from high school on time with honors, I also was able to attend college and receive a master's degree. And, you know, from that point forward, you know, God just continued to speak through me, and I understood how he blessed me with the gift of encouragement. And that gift of encouragement just led to many other things in my life. And I was licensed as an evangelist in January of 2011 under the leadership of Pastor Timothy and Stephanie Grant at Deliverance Outreach Temple Church, where I'm still currently a member. And through just being gifted with that gift of encouragement, I started to write on, you know, on Facebook just daily things to just inspire people, because that's what I love to do. And that's what God gifted me to do. And that led to me continuing to write journals in my own personal time, which led to me publishing my first book in February of 2012. And it's titled, But What Did God Say? And at the end of the day, I tell people, no matter what you think, no matter what someone else says, you have to resort back to, but what did God say? If you truly want to see God's hand and his blessings of prosperity and protection on your life, you always have to go back to, but what did God say? What does he say in his word about your situation? What is he telling you to do in this situation? Because if you want to see blessings and miracles take place and manifest in your life, you're going to have to do what God says. So that's how the book came about that, you know, God commissioned me to write. It just came about by trials and tests in life that we all go through, and we all deal with them differently. But I know as a living witness, a living testimony, that if you do it God's way, you can never fail, because God is a man that he shall not lie. So he will continue to bless you and keep you and just prosper you in everything that you go for to do for him if you resort back to, but what did God say? And my just word of encouragement on today, God just began to speak to me on this week when I began to experience more trials. He asked me the question, who are you praising? So he took me to Psalms 34 and 1. And, of course, you know, all of my people of God, we all know what that says. And for those who don't, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So I began to ask God, okay, Lord, I know what it says, but what are you revealing to me in this scripture? And he said, the more you praise me, the less you can complain. The more you praise me, the more you exercise your power and your authority over the enemy. The more you praise me, the more you confuse the enemy, and he has no foothold. He's not able to gain a foothold when you continue to praise me, because as you praise me, then you're focusing on me, you're seeking me, and you're seeking the kingdom of kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else that you need is going to be added to you. So while you continue to bless me and you continue to praise me, then I'll give you a worship in your belly that will overcome every trial and every tribulation that has taken place in your life, and I'll show your enemies that my hand of favor is on your life, and I'll fight the battles for you the more you praise me. So that's what God wants us to know today. If you just praise me, give me an awesome praise, give me a sacrificial praise, I'll fight every battle that comes your way. I'll defeat every enemy, every tactic that the enemy has, if you just continue to praise me. Because praise for God and praise for the devil cannot take place at the same time. It's either one or the other. You can't praise the devil and praise God at the same time, because it's just not possible. You have one mouth. You have one tongue, and off of your tongue should speak life. There's power. There's either life or death in the power of the tongue. So you're going to have to choose in every situation that comes about to praise God and to give him thanks in all things. Not just the good times, but in all things. That's where God is trying to bring us to. He wants us to praise him no matter what comes our way. And in that praise, we shall also receive victory, because we're praising a God who is able to do all things. And that's just what he was giving me on this week, that he just, you know, will continue to keep you and work those situations out for you if you just praise him. Offer him a praise. That's all he wants when you're going through. Offer him a praise. When you offer him a praise, you're letting him know, God, it hurts, but I trust you. God, I don't understand it, but I trust you. God, I don't see it right now, but I trust you. And, Lord, I know that because I trust you that you're going to do everything that I need to be done. Lord, I just thank you because I know that everything is in good hands. I know that this situation is working out for my good, even when it doesn't feel good. So, Lord, I thank you. And I trust you, God, and I'll continue to praise you, God. Even when I don't feel like praising you, I'm going to praise you, God, because that's what your word says. And your word says if I'm obedient, there's nothing that I can ask you that you won't do for me. If I'm obedient, if I continue to praise you, you're going to give me the desires of my heart if I delight myself in you. So, Lord, my praise is another way of me showing you that I'm delighting myself in you. I'm not seeking my family for help. I'm not seeking my friends for help, God, but I'm looking to the hill for where my help comes from, and I know that my help comes from you. So, Lord, because you're not a man that you should lie, and your word will not return unto you void, but do that thing which you set it out to do, I can accept expect the unexpected. I can expect great things to take place. I can expect you to heal, to set free, to deliver, to provide, to protect. Nothing that I stand in the need of, God, shall not be done if I continue to praise you. So all of the listeners out there, God is telling you today that if you continue to praise me and edify me with your lips, everything that you stand in the need of, you can already count it done. Don't look for it to be done. Just count it done right now. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord, and I praise you for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy. And I just want to encourage all of you all that this is only a test. Every storm that you endure, it shall pass. It has got to pass because the good work that God has created in you, that he began in you, it will be completed. He's going to continue doing that thing into you until it's completed. God doesn't leave anything undone. And when he told Satan to try Job, he didn't tell him to try Job because he wanted to see if Job was going to break. He told him to try Job because he knew what he put in Job. And he knew that Job was going to continue to fight, to trust and believe in God. And his faith would faint not. That's why he told him to try Job. So when the enemy comes against you, don't give the devil any praise. Just thank God in all things because he knows what he put in you too. And so he's not going to put anything on you that's going to destroy you. He's going to put some, he'll allow things to come up on you to get those things out of you that he doesn't desire to be there. And so that you'll go forth and spread his word about what he did for you and continue to encourage others so that they too can come out. It's a work in progress. You're a work in progress, and there's purpose in your pain. And that's all he's given me, and I just thank God again. I just praise him for his goodness and for his grace and just using me as a willing vessel, humbly before him, choosing and just willing to do his will and let him have his way in me.
Amen, amen. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Evangelist, I'm telling you, I had to put mute because I kept studying, saying, you better come on. I know I got a loud mouth. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Everything you just said is so much confirmation. I'm telling you, everything you said from the time you opened up your mouth about you being a mother at 15, I was a mother at 15.
Thank
by you
Lord.
Saying, about you encouraging others, that's what I did. By you saying your first book came out in February, my first book came out February 17th, 2010. When you said
Amen.
You got ordained as evangelist in 2000, you said Atlanta, I got ordained in 2010 as evangelist. My God, I'm saying kingdom connection. See, God knows. Oh, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God knows who he's setting up together. God knows what kind of connection he makes. God already knew that this kingdom connection would manifest itself and that we can be helpful to one another, encourage one another, and oh, my God, Jesus, and speak to other people's lives all over the world. Right now, you are touching nations right now with the words of encouragement. I'm telling you,
your words
with so much confirmation, hallelujah, from even with the scripture in Psalm 34. On Wednesday, the Lord gave me Psalm 31, verse 14 and 15 in New Living Translation, and it said, but I am trusting you, O Lord, saying you are my God, my future is in your hands. And it goes to what you just said today on Friday, hallelujah. I'm telling you, Jesus, men and women of God, kings and queens with riches that's listening to the sound of my voice, listen to everything this woman of God just said on today. She just confirmed everything that was already spoken in the atmosphere, the hemisphere, and the stratosphere. She already just spoken things out into existence. It's already done. Just trust in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Thank
just
you,
trust in God. Hallelujah. What would you say, Jesus, what would you say, Evangelist Shamika, to that woman and that man out there that need motivation to move forward in God, and God has given them a vision and a dream, and people are saying that you can't do it, it's not going to happen. What would you say to that man and that woman that's listening right now?
The only thing that's impossible is what you don't take to God, the one who is able to do all things and make the impossible possible. That's the only thing that would ever be impossible in your life. Is those things that you do not take to the man who has all power in his hands.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, now that is an awesome answer. You can't get no better than that, hallelujah. Men, every man, every woman that's listening right now, and God has gave you a vision, God has given you a dream, stay motivated. You heard the woman of God. Stay focused. Stay encouraged. Trust in God to do it. Remember, your future is in his hands. He knows the plan that he has for you. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that shall repent. If he said it, he's going to make it good. If he said it, it's going to come to pass. Trust in
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my God. What would you say to that young mother? Like, we both was young mothers, and we had,
Amen.
You know, children, a child at a young age. What would you say to that young woman who feels that she's not worthy of coming to God, or she feels she cannot walk in the power of God, the authority of God, or she feels that she cannot follow along with things that God has for her? What would you say to her right now?
I would say to her that the same plan that God had predestined for you before you had that child at a young age, it still stands right now today. Everything that he said you would do, or he's going to do through you, he's still going to do it. His plan for your life did not change. Your child is a blessing from the Most High God, and that child needed to be born at that specific time, because God also has a plan for their life as well. And everybody that says you won't make it and said that you couldn't make it, you tell them that the God I serve says that I am of a chosen people, a royal priesthood.
Come on.
So know that you are valuable in his sight. God never makes anything bad. Everything he made was good, and that includes you and your child. And God still has a plan that's going to unfold for your life. And it's not just going to be a mediocre God plan, because we don't serve a mediocre God. It's going to be great things, because he said greater works shall you do. So if you trust him, he's going to show you that everybody that said you couldn't, he's going to show them that because you trusted in him that you can.
Yes, amen, amen, amen. Now that was an awesome dynamic answer. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I can relate to that, because like I said, I got pregnant at 14. I had my daughter at 15. And everyone in my family said I wasn't going to ever amount to anything. I never was going to be anything. I wasn't going to make it. And I promise you, everything that they said I couldn't do, God allowed me to be able to do. God
Amen.
Allowed me to do great things through the power and authority and ability through him. And I thank God for everything. Even when the enemy told me 8 years ago I only had 90 days to live from cancer, God allowed me to be here. 8 years
but
later,
God.
Healed, delivered, and set free. But, like you said, but God.
But what did God say?
You're healed. And with long life shall I satisfy thee. And you will live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord, and tell everybody all the wonderful things he has done for me. That's what
Amen.
He has told me to live. He told me to live and speak to the nations, and that's what I told God that I do. If you spare my life, if you spare my life, I will speak the word of God out of my mouth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just want to encourage that man and that woman that feel that, you know, they can't make it, and people tell them they can't. I want you to tell yourself and tell them that I am a king and queen with riches. I sit in heavenly places. I walk in greatness. I will be found in my seated position in God and walking in my destiny. I am moving forward and I won't be stopped. There's something in my future and it looks much better and it looks right now. I'm a king's kid. I obtain wealth. I'm God-gifted, heavyweight champion, warrior, trailblazer, more than a conqueror. Failure's not an option. Defeat is past tense. All I do is win. I walk in the authority of God. I have dominion over my life, power over my life, and God has put me in charge of everything he has made. Give me authority, dominion over all things. I can speak things into existence. I'll speak the word of God, and I will watch it happen, and I will watch it manifest. That's what you say to anyone that says that you can't. You let them know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woman of God, do you have anything else you want to share with our listeners before we get off the airwaves on today?
I just want to say be encouraged. If he did it for me, he'll definitely do it for you, because we are all his children, regardless of what background we come from, regardless of what sins we've committed, we are still all his children. He has no respect of persons. So whatever he did for one, he'll do it for the other. And no matter how much he blesses someone else, he doesn't run out of blessings, because everything belongs to him. The earth and the fullness thereof is all his, and he has enough for you as well as them. Your story Everyone has a story that needs to be told. And my story is not yours. My story is not more important than yours. We all have significance in the kingdom of God, and we are all called to do a great work for him. So no matter where you are in life, yes, be content with where you are, but don't settle, because God has greater works for you.
Amen, amen. I'm going to open up the phone lines a little bit to a couple of callers to let them say something to you. And then after
amen.
That, we're going to close out with a song, and we will be back here on Wednesday with True Worship. I'm going to open up the phone lines to area code 209, ending at 8690. You're live on the air.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Truly, indeed, I enjoy the message, the lesson. It's awesome, you know, what God has allowed both of y'all to accomplish, not knowing that your dates are very similar.
Yeah.
That's
amen.
The uniqueness of God you serve. You know, anytime he brings two people together, it's not an accident. It's by divine appointment. And it's
exactly.
just up to us to allow what he has caused us to do to go on and play itself out. So I thank and praise God for being allowed to even listen to the great message on today. My name is Michael Lewis, or Prophet Lewis, Brother Lewis, calling out of Stockton, California.
Amen, amen. That's my brother in the Lord, Prophet Michael Lewis. He's an awesome man of God. He speaks some powerful truth on my group, Iron Royalty, and he gets it in for God. Hallelujah. Bless you, man of God, for being on the show on today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Next caller we have is area code 870, ending in 0299. You're live on the air.
My thoughts today, my name is Corey Foreman out of Mariana, Arkansas, and I just would like to encourage the evangelist who encourages so many. I'm a living witness that while reading her post on Facebook, she has an encouraging word every day. And there have been some times where I've been low in my spirit. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you." Although God has spoken some things in our lives, sometimes we get discouraged or we get low and need that refilling. And the words that the evangelist speaks daily, not just today on air, but every day, you know, she speaks life, and it lifts our spirit. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord, and when she speaks out of the spirit of the Lord, it lifts up my spirit. You know, and I just would like to encourage the evangelist to keep on motivating and encouraging and uplifting and exhorting the body of Christ, because so many believers need it. In order for us to be strengthened and go out and save the lost, we have to be refilled as well. You know, so you're doing a great work for the kingdom of Christ. And I again, like the pastor said, I thank God for the kingdom connection. Listening to you two, kingdom women of God, how you've encouraged so many today with this duo. It has blessed my spirit in so many ways. It's like a fresh rain falling down. It's just, I can't really explain it.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yes. Yes, bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. And thank you for being on Iron Royalty Radio Show. Hallelujah. And tune in again on Wednesday. We'll be live at 3 p.m. with True Worship. Hallelujah. Next, we have another live caller, area code 314, ending in 7022. You are live on the air.
Hello, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing very well. My name is Michael Thornton, calling from St. Louis, Missouri. And always see you on your posts, different posts on Facebook, Tashana. I always say T-Dub on there. And, and I just enjoyed the word that came forth through the evangelist. I believe her name is Deans, if I'm not mistaken. And if I'm messing it up, I'm sorry. Okay, Deans, okay, Deans, you're right. Okay. I always want to follow protocol. But anyway, you gave a great word. And, you know, it's funny, like, you know, there are no coincidences and accidents. when it comes to God. And when you begin to speak about being a parent at 15, and that was her same testimony, you know, that was nothing but God with the kingdom of connection. And, you know, I thought about it myself because I have a sister that she had got impregnated at an early age. I believe it was 15 or 16, and she went on, you know, to finish high school and do some great things as well. And more than anything, that particular seed that was implanted in her, he went on to be a great child. And, you know, the Lord ended up saving him and filling him with the Holy Ghost. And now he's in college now, and he's in the Army Reserve, and he's a great kid. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, as things happen, we have no clue, you know, why they happen. Sometimes it's even maybe our own faults that they happen, you know. But things they're not wanted, but they're not planned by us. But God has a divine plan in the midst of our situations, you know. So that was a great testimony from both of you, you know, that you went on and Tashana, you published your book. And now I was, you know, we go back and forth about this book thing. So I guess I have to get on this, you know, because I'm hearing this again, you know. And she's in school. I mean, she went and got a master's, and you're like, well, I go to school, I pastor. And I might do Wilson. I'm like, wow, you know. So it's great inspiration, you know. And I guess it was just God that while I'm even listening, and you know, because I actually just woke up. I work night, so I just woke up and I rolled up and I got on Facebook and I saw the post and I'm like, oh wow, 2 p.m. Okay, that's perfect. And I just, you know, dialed in the number. So I just want to say, you know, I really enjoyed it. And I'll be tuning in. I was on there Wednesday, and I mean, man, that thing just. Wow, that's all I can say is wow from that Wednesday thing. So if anybody on the line that didn't get Wednesday, come back next Wednesday for sure, because, I mean, the Lord really had his way on this line, and I'm a supporter. I try to support as many people as I can. I just believe, you know, my bishop always say you have to sow where you want to go, you know. So yeah. So sometimes, you know, we sow wherever we can. I'm sowing my time, and I'm sowing my encouragement. I think I got that same a gift, I believe. I hope I do anyway, you know. So I'm just saying this to say, you know, be encouraged to both of you. And you have encouraged us richly today with the words that came forth. God bless you both.
God bless you. That is my friend, my brother, Michael Thornton. He's an awful man of God. He really does. I mean, he do call me T-Dub, and he does every day. He supports all my posts and my radio shows and my magazines and things like that. And I'm telling you, it's awesome when you do things for God and the people that you know, hey, this is what I needed on today. This is what I prayed to God for, and you come and you give them that confirmation. It is a blessing, and it's wonderful to hear that God is still God, and he's always doing great things in our lives. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to have one more time for one more person, and then everyone else who didn't get on, this show is recorded live. So in a matter of 20 minutes or 30 minutes, you'll be able to listen to it again. But you can also go on Sister Shamik on Facebook and speak to her or speak to me, and you'll be able to just let us know how the show worked. Or you can also still leave me a message on www.blogtalkradio.com/Tashana Wiley, and you can still leave messages for me or Sister Shamika. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One more caller. You're live on the air, and I know who these is. 269-325, anyone 99. These are the twins from Michigan. Hallelujah. Twins of Thunder. You're live on the air.
We'd just like to say God bless you, woman of God. Anytime we can get a word of encouragement, that really blesses our soul, because sometimes, like the guy said, sometimes we be down ourselves, and sometimes God will send the right person to come and give you the right now word from God. I mean, I was just like really feeling that thing, and you know, the greatest experience in life is our testimony.
Amen.
We live by our testimony. And, you know, just like sometimes we be going through in life, and then when we hear something that somebody else goes through, sometimes that really relieves us, and then we know that we can make it. No matter what our situation or our problems is in life, we can make it through those certain situations and problems. And I just thank God for you, woman of God. You keep doing what God has called you to do. Keep being the woman of God that he wants you to be. And keep encouraging people, because on today, we need a lot of encouragement because the world is so wicked. You know, we always, you know, like, encourage people, pray for people. And right now, the people, they need to hear a right now word from God. So God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, too, Queen Michelle. That is my sister. I'm telling you, those twins, they are some praying women, and they will do anything for anybody. If they got the shirt on their back, they will give it to you. They are my sisters. I'm telling you, some awesome women of God. And I just want to let you all know that today is fabulous. Faith, favor, finance, Good Friday. And whatever you need and whatever you desire, just trust in God. You heard the woman of God. Trust in God to allow that thing to manifest. I'm your host, Pastor Tashana Wiley. We will be back here live Wednesday, 3 p.m. If it's earlier, I will let you all know. But so far, 3 p.m. Eastern time with True Worship, where we must worship God in spirit and truth. And we will also be back here live next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern as well. I just thank God for you, Evangelist Shamika, for allowing God to use you on today. You really encouraged me and others on today and motivate us to know that we got to praise our way through no matter what. And in our praising, we shall get whatever we ask God for. Hallelujah. Bless you,
Amen.
Man of God. I will leave you all as we close it out with Deidre Cadden. You all be blessed and know that we are blessed by the best. Agape!
Your day is someone's night. Your smile is someone's cry. Even when you're happy, there is someone somewhere hurting. And though the sun fills your sky, tears fill someone else's eyes. Even though you're all right, there is someone lonely tonight. So help me, Lord, please, to touch somebody. Cause everybody needs to know better. Touch me, Lord, please, to touch somebody. With no hope for tomorrow, searching for the answer, cause they have no one to follow. Make me an example so I can lead them to you. Let me be the pathway. With your help, I know they'll feel brand new. Help me, Lord, please, to touch somebody. Everybody.